So we learned that if you have multiple houses and they all share a courtyard, you have to have an eruv chatzeres. In addition to mechitzas around the house, you also have to have everybody contributing food and putting it in one person's house. And that has to be done before Shabbos. Anshei chatzer, what if you have the people of a courtyard? She shachach echad mem, one of them forgot, v'loy eruv, and he didn't join the eruv. Beisoy, his house, asim ula hachnis and ula hoitzi. Can't take anything in and out of his house. Loy v'lahem. He can't and the others can't. But v'shalahem, in regard to the other houses, mutarin loy v'lahem. They can take things out of their houses into the courtyard, and he can take things out of their houses into the courtyard. But why? Didn't we learn that even if one person doesn't join the Erev, it's mevatel the whole Erev? And the answer is that he did an Eitzah here, which we discussed earlier, called Bittul Rishos. He says to them, listen, I relinquish my rights in the courtyard. Okay? It's as if the courtyard belongs only to you. You're right, if the courtyard is a place where some of the people that have rights in the courtyard weren't part of the Erev, everyone is usher, but I gave up my rights in the courtyard. And therefore, he can't take anything out of his house into the courtyard, because then he's mevatel his bittel, and we see that he's not serious. But they can, and he can take things in and out of their houses, because he's like a guest over here in the courtyard. That's no problem. What if it's the other way around? Nasnu lo'i rishusan. They said, you know what, we relinquish our rights in the courtyard to you. They gave away their rishus to him. So humoter, he can take things in and out of his house. After all, everybody gave him the courtyard for all practical purposes, so it's like only one person was living there. But they can't. The Hain Asur, they can't take things out of his house into the courtyard. But didn't we say before that those that don't have a right in the courtyard are like guests? And if you're a guest by your friend in a bungalow colony, you can take out a sefer from his bungalow to a table outside to learn? The answer is, well, here's the catch. One person is considered a guest by many. So if he gave away his rishus to the others, he's like a guest. But many aren't considered a guest by one person. If they all gave away their rishus to him, they can't all be a guest by him. At least not as much as Hilchos Erev is concerned. Zakta Mishnah Vayter, Hayushnayim. Let's say there were two people who forgot to join the Erev. Suppose there were a total of 10 people in this courtyard. Two forgot to join the Erev. Even if everyone else over here is going to give away their rishus to these two, it's useless. Because you still can't carry here. Whenever you have more than one person, you have one house, another house, and a courtyard, you need an eruv chatzeres. So nothing was accomplished. If everyone's going to give away their rishus to two people, there's still no eruv chatzeres here. So the whole thing that they gave away their rishus to these two doesn't count. And Mimela, even if these two are going to look at each other and say, wow, they all gave away their rishus to us, but we still can't carry because there's no eruv chatzeres. You know what? Now, after they all gave away their rishus to us, one of them is going to say to the other, I give away my rishus to you. So now it all belongs to one person. No, it doesn't work. Because as far as these two people are concerned, one can't give away his rishus to the other. He never got the rishus. When they all gave away their rishus to two people, that's useless. It's meaningless. She'echad noisin rishus, v'noitel rishus. One person can give away his rishus. He can take the rishus from someone. Shnayim, we have two people over here. Noisim rishus, they can give away their rishus to the others, but they ain't noitlim rishus. There is no way that others can give two people their rishus, because you still need an eruv chatzeres. You don't accomplish anything. So the only thing that can be done for our friends over here is for these two to give away their rishus to the others. But for the others to give it away to them, nope, not going to work. So once again, chazering over what we learned in our Mishnah. We learned that we have the people of a courtyard. One of them forgot, and he did not join the eruv. His house is usher, he can't take anything in and out of his house. They can't take anything in and out of his house. Once anything is brought out from his house into the courtyard, that means you didn't give away your rights to the courtyard. But as far as their houses are concerned, it's mutter. Because everyone over here in this chatzer, we look at it as part of the Erev. One person forgot, but he's not part of the chatzer. He gave away his chatzer. So their houses are mutter, they can carry things from their houses into the courtyard. And even he, this one person who gave away his rights to the chatzar, he's a guest. He can also carry things from their houses into the courtyard. On the other hand, let's say they did it the other way around. All the people gave away their rishus in the courtyard to this one person who forgot to join the Erev. So fine, that's okay, because now the chatzar is owned by one person. He can carry things in and out, but they can't. they're not considered a guest by him. A rabbim is not considered a guest by a yachid. We learned that if there are two people who forgot to make the Erev, so they answer one on the other. And therefore, even if the other people are going to decide, we all give away our rights in the chutzah to the two of you, that's meaningless. Because the two of them still can't carry. There's still no Erev Chatzeres. So the whole giving away their rights is useless. So even if one is going to say to the other, you know what, now I, as a second step, are going to give away my rights to you. It doesn't help. You don't have any rights. The fact that they gave it away to the two of you means nothing. That doesn't work. That's if it never happened. Because one person can give rishus or take rishus, meaning to say he can give up his rights to the chatzar, or take someone else's rights. Two can give away their rishus, but they can't take it. So the only eitz over here is for these two who forgot to make the Erev to relinquish their control in the chatzar to the others.